God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My dear friends, here we are. And now we know every year we gather in joy to celebrate Christmas. In the churches, we gather more than usual. Indeed, Christmas is a great celebration. And as you know, we can see also over in this room, we have picked up songs, music, decorations around the manger to celebrate this feast of Christmas. In our house, home, the presence of family members and friends show that we want to share our joy. Now, despite the worries and anxieties of today's life, we do everything possible to ensure that Christmas brings happiness to those we love, especially the children. Coming here to this church, we hear the good news. The one whose birthday we celebrate today, welcome all those who come to him. Like the shepherd in Christmas night, we left our occupations in order to go to the manger. Through this little child who was just born, it is God himself who makes himself visible. It is God who comes to dwell in our land. The distant God whom our ancestors made a covenant with, it is this God whom we welcome into Jesus Christ. Like the shepherds, we are invited now in silence to contemplate God himself closer to a woman called Mary. God is not somewhere above us. He's not elsewhere. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us. The God we celebrate today has come for a very specific mission. He himself tells us in his gospel, which I quote, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not never walk in the darkness." He say in another part, "I am the way, or I am the doer." I am the doer. Now, we will remember this image of the doer. Indeed, Christ has come to open the door of true life. On this Christmas feast, we think of all those to whom he has opened a door. When Jesus was born, he opened the door to the shepherds. These shepherds, maybe you don't know, were a part of a very despised category in society. They were poor and were not used to going to places of worship like us at that in this moment. With them, it is the proclamation of the good news which is made to the poor, to the simple ones. The proclamation of the good news began with the shepherds from the birth of Jesus. We can say that he was born by pushing the door of disregard, pushing the door of distance that surrounded the shepherd at that time. Throughout his life, Jesus opens many doors. We think of those who were burdened by his suffering and illness, to those who were locked up and buried in their guilt and sin. He opened the door of light to Mary Magdalene, Zacchaeus, Matthew, the Samaritan woman, Father Louis, you, and many others who were rejected by society. And when he died on the cross, Jesus opened another door, that of life beyond death. Now, death, as you know, is no longer an end, but a passage to new life, to the fullness of life with God. This good news, my dear friends, is not only for the past. It is for all men and women of all times and all countries. And he continues today in 2022. We all know the stories of the men and women who rediscovered the faith. There was in their life a triggering event, a triggering meeting, a triggering reading, a triggering gathering, a triggering pilgrimage that marked or touched them. What mean? The Lord always set up the people on our way to get us out of our confinement. The moment when these happen is like a door that had opened, a new light, a new way of looking at life. Today, Jesus Christ joined all those who are being proved by suffering, illness, grief, and employment, and family contacts, family conflicts, and so on. He will not do a miracle, I say again, he will not do a miracle to solve all these problems, but here is a guarantee. But he will open the door to hope. He will open the door to courage, to seek again, to fight again, and to feel that we are not alone. We have the sure support of this tiny, little, but powerful baby. Our God, it is a companion who walks with us. Remember, he is Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God in us. Sometimes, he even carries us. And what is extraordinary is that we can always join him in prayer. I say again, the most beautiful and the most wonderful we have is that we can always, night and days, anytime, we can join our God through prayer. He is always there to help us and to encourage us to open doors. We live in a world locked up in double towers. We live in the world locked up in the walls of selfishness, indifference, racism, and resentment. But Christmas brings us a message of hope offered to all of us. We welcome God's visit with joy. It is for us. Let us, please, let us accept his message of hope. Let us let ourselves be made by him. We will not regret it, because it is at this condition that I am pretty sure we will live a very merry Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.